This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we always talk to these guys. It is Rick Horton, John Rooney, part of the Cardinals, we're part of. We're two-thirds of the broadcast team, along with Mike Claiborne. And they are with us now here on opening day. What's going on, fellas? Good to see you.
Well, nice little party you have going here. It's a nice tent that you put together for Eggs and Eggs this year.
We put up bricks this year.
It took longer to build.
I've already had my eggs, and it seems like it was about a year ago we were doing this same thing. And it's kind of a nice tradition that we get to visit with you guys and kind of kick off the new year. And there's always hope and excitement when a new year happens.
And what was your nickname in college?
Keg.
Keg?
Yeah.
Was it?
And I'm not even telling you why. But
wait, but that's – you can't
yeah, you
do that.
Don't do,
that's
I'm
breaking
sorry.
The rule.
Well, he brought it up.
Well,
let's
John
just say
–
so we have keg.
Let's just say I sampled some of the product that Anheuser-Busch, quite often. So they felt like that keg was a good nickname for me.
Well, see, that's not bad.
That's a great.
That's a
story.
Great.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A high school.
I don't have it on my resume. Let's put it that way. But I do. occasionally, I have some friends that still call me that.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
I had this high school teacher whose nickname was Crash and would never tell us why.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Did he crash parties? I got that nickname.
It could be a million things.
Now wait a minute. Who's breaking the rules now?
Me? Wait, what did I do?
No, he did. Chris is. I want to know. I got to know the answer to that.
That's right.
I don't know. He never told us.
Who's Crash?
Teacher. I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
This is bad radio.
Mr. Cook. Well, Amy, every day you're on.
I love this baseball conversation. It's so fun.
John, we're going to do so much baseball.
Oh, we are. It's a long year, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
But it's a great thing. And it's great to be back talking about it again. And, spring training is fun, but you want games to count, and you want to have the excitement of the fans here at the ballpark, and it being a regular season big league game, and we've got that today. Just walking through the crowd here to get to be with you guys, I mean, it's just the energy is just crazy.
That's the thing I love about opening day. No matter what the prognosis for the team is, it's just people are here to celebrate and have a good time.
And that's the way baseball has been in St. Louis as long as I've been alive and been around it. It was always a dream of mine. I grew up over on the western side of the state, but we listened to Cardinal baseball religiously. And that's the thing about a baseball season. You follow it every day. You know what's going on with the players. You know who's hot, who's not, who's hurt, who's ailing, changes in the lineup and all that. And I'm just anxious to get back into the routine of that. And it all starts today. That's what makes it fun and great to follow.
So it's baseball, and it's also community. My favorite word in the English language is connection. I love to be connected with people. I think that we're kind of created to be that way. And, just as I was walking in here, I walked by a former teammate of mine who used to drive me to the park. Billy Lyons was a teammate of mine, and he was my ride to the park my rookie year in the big leagues, and I saw him right outside the door here.
Wow.
And so, baseball has a way of connecting people. not only friends, but just, you know, neighbors, and you were here with a common interest, which is great. And the common interest goes back, too, which is part of what happens on opening day. You're celebrating 13 Hall of Famers, yeah. Cardinal Hall of Famers that represent a lot of decades of this.
Well, how about this connection? I was doing play-by-play for the Louisville Redbirds when Ricky was pitching. In Chicago, my first game with the White Sox, Ricky was the opening day starter.
We were against the California Angels,
and he shut them down for 8 innings and was the winning pitcher on opening day. And here we are on opening day working in the booth doing the Cardinals and the Twins.
Love the connection.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, I mean, to continue on that point, we talk about, like, multiple levels of connection here because St. Louis, the Cardinals are such a big part of the identity of the city. The team is personal to so many people. I think the sport itself tends to be more personal because it's every day, so it's integrated into people's lives. And then on the radio side of things, I think of all the mediums, radio is the most intimate. Like, you're sitting in your car, you're driving, you're listening to John and Ricky, and it's just personal. It's something every day. It's like, even though I'm not talking back at the radio, although I guess sometimes we do, it's like having a conversation with you guys. I mean, you are part of so many St. Louisans' lives.
I've got to say something about John here, and I've heard this from so many people, and I see it and hear it on a daily basis, just how good he is at painting the picture
yes.
of what's happening in the ballpark. And that's very comfortable, I think, for folks, because you can see it. You can't be there every day. I mean, we'd love mm-hmm. to have you at the ballpark every day, but if you're not there, listen on the radio and listen to John tell that story. Of what he sees. And then, of course, overall is what's the story of the game? What's the storyline of Brendan Donovan, of Alec Burleson, of Wilson Contreras? And, you know, we try to bring that out as best we can.
And I'm going to say something else about John, too. I don't know if I've said this before to you, but I started working with the White Sox the year after John came down to St. Louis. And I will tell you that Sox fans were not happy.
Yeah.
They thought
yeah.
you were unbelievable and were really upset to lose.
Well, I've always appreciated
that, Cardinals
fans
are very lucky.
And I'm going yeah. back right before the All-Star break for the celebration of the 2005 World Series. They're going to unveil the statue of Mark Burley on Friday night and then honor the team on Saturday with a dinner Saturday night. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the guys. Of course, I'm looking forward then to the next year.
Yeah.
The 2006.
The 2006
yeah.
Cardinals and seeing everybody come back and, and being a part of that. That's been pretty special. My last call in Chicago was that last out of the 05 World Series.
And then your last call of the following season.
Well, it was Mike's call.
Yeah.
Mike
oh,
had
well,
the call
that's right. yeah,
in,
but you were
06.
On it.
But
yeah.
I was down in the clubhouse and got to be
awesome.
A part of that celebration. And, boy, you talk about fun, back-to-back years. Chris Carpenter. At the parade. Hey, you just show up and get a ring? Yeah, 18 years in Chicago yes. it took to get one. And
yeah. Well, it kind of feels that way when you think about celebrating year after year great Cardinal teams, and you got this year is the 85 team, which, by the way, yeah. was predicted to come in last place, and we went to within one game of winning the World Series wow. in 1985. So I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with this version of the young Cardinal team. That's what we were in 85. But wearing that ring today, and I'm going to see a lot of my buddies here today and throughout the year. And then, you know, 06 next year, 07 is the 87 team. It's great that we have such tradition of winning that we can celebrate so many things throughout the decade.
And that Twins team in 86 was last. And then won the division with 85 wins the next year. And that was my 1 year with Minnesota before I went to Chicago. And then they ended up winning it all. So it is possible. But that 85 team led to the 87 team that may have been one of the best Cardinal teams I can recall.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Today was our first pitch breakfast with Vince Coleman. He was here telling stories about that 85 team. And for me, that was the first age where I can remember what was going on and and I understood what was happening. 82, I had a vague idea, but I was still very young. By 1985, I knew what was happening, and that team was so important to me just because it was such a formative year for me in my baseball fandom.
I don't think it's too much of a reach to say it was important to the city in 85. I think there was just something galvanizing mm-hmm. about that team. Of course, I missed 82, but 85 was so energetic. It was such an exciting brand of baseball with Ozzie and Willie and Vince, and you know, John Tudor is going to be at the ballpark today. Was just as good a pitcher that year as we've seen. Of course, Bob Gibson was great too, but John Tudor in 1985 was phenomenal.
Ricky, I hope I haven't been lying all day because I thought you told a story about when you played for the Cardinals and your parents were in New York, that they could listen to the games on KMOX.
Yeah, well, you are not a liar.
Okay.
Liar. I mean, liar. I can't speak for the rest of your life, Amy, but at least on this subject. Yeah, no, it was one of those deals where, you know, you stick your arm out the window and you've got, the aluminum foil at the end of the thing. And you're. Yeah. But, no, they actually could get Cardinal games and listen to Jack Buck and Mike Shannon when I played in New York. And you know how many miles
it was
away
like
that
Joe
is.
Madden became a fan because of KMOX and Coach Beilein. Another who followed the Cardinals very closely just because of the KMOX signal and listening to all the games.
Yeah, so, I mean, us moving to FM is great for us to have that signal. Yeah. And baseball, sports in general, but baseball really sounds great on FM. You pick up everything, all the detail, all the clarity. It's unreal.
But to that AM, the AM signal as well, when we've had, like, just random, say, like political commentators on or whoever it may be, right, that's a guest on KMOX, could be from Kentucky, from Arkansas, and they'll say, do you know how excited I am? First, before we get into business, how excited I am to be on KMOX because I grew up listening to Cardinals baseball.
How about that?
From all over.
Sure. Yeah, John Grisham wrote a book on that. I mean, one of his books was just on being a guy that listened to Cardinal baseball growing up, and he wrote all the other novels that he wrote. But it is part of a lot of people's lives, and Cardinal fandom is not St. Louis and Southern Illinois. It is so much wider than that.
And with the app now, you can cover it worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No matter where a Cardinal fan may be, they can still listen to the ball game. But we hear from so many farmers who are out working the fields, truck drivers, and people traveling on vacation, and they're on their way to St. Louis, and we look forward to seeing all those people coming up here making those summer trips.
On X last year, I asked people, and I've told you guys this before, about, you know, where are you listening from? I got all 50 states plus District of Columbia during the game, but then they started, you know, I kind of said, I wonder what they're doing, and then they started putting pictures with it, and it was very cool to see them. They're fishing, and they're on their tractor, and I mean, it's just kind of a great, again, connection to our fan base.
So, and I'll add this, what are you doing while you're listening to Cardinal baseball? I took a really last minute ski trip to Colorado, and it was the first time that I listened to Cardinals baseball while, and it was spring training baseball, but Cardinals baseball while skiing down a mountain, and I'm like, this is
that?
So cool.
How about that?
It was pretty fun.
So, yeah, there is an intimacy to this sport. I know, John, you call a lot of basketball, too, but there's something about baseball on the radio that is just, it's very,
it's
very
made
special.
For radio, Chris. Yeah. And when we've had great announcers, I grew up with Harry and Jack, and then Jack and Mike and Bob Starr and other announcers who came along to work with them. It's the pacing of the game, letting the crowd come up at the right moment, and it's here's the windup and the pitch and painting the picture. But that's what makes it special. I think baseball was made for radio.
Well, we can't wait to listen to you guys this year, 162, hopefully more than that, and we are looking forward to it on FM. Thank you for stopping by, part of our opening day tradition.
Yeah, we were in the neighborhood. And,
actually.
You staying for the whole game, Ricky?
I think I planned on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you guys know, first pitch 3:15, don't miss it.
I won't.
All right.
And we'll be listening to you guys, too.
Thank you. John Rooney.
They're on at 3:15?
All right. No.
No. No.
All the time.
Okay. John Rooney, Ricky Horton with us, the broadcast team for Cardinals baseball. Again.